Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 8, Somebody's Watching Me.
Hello, you're listening to the audiobook, or the audio version of my written book, in case that wasn't clear before. Seems like you'd know what an audiobook was by now, considering this is chapter 8. Of Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Chapter 8. I always feel like, nay, know, somebody's watching me. And who could blame me for my suspicious nature? Not only had my deceased wife seemingly reappeared in the form of a phone call, and the recording of said phone call mysteriously disappeared, but now an actor who was both too good-looking to be funny and too funny to be a leading man had either dosed me with lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD to the layman, or was actually an alien from another planet who had, for some reason, taken the form of the Canadian Matt Damon, Nathan Fillion. So forgive me, book listener, if I was slightly on edge when I went to see my therapist, Dr. Kesden.
Okay, so calm down and explain to me just what you think is going on.
Nothing. I don't think anything is going on.
Then why do you keep pacing the room and looking out the window?
It's a beautiful day.
And checking behind my curtains?
Beautiful curtains. Why? What have you heard about the curtains?
Terry, I am concerned that you're being a bit paranoid.
How can you possibly say I'm being paranoid, Dr. Kesden? Wait a second. You're part of this, aren't you? Oh, you would love that. Slap a label of paranoid on me and ship me back to the hospital so I can't get to the truth.
Okay. Terry, what are you doing with my pillows?
I'm checking for bugs. I have some earth-shatteringly controversial things to say about what happened at Comic-Con last week, which you haven't even asked me about, by the way.
What happened at Comic-Con?
I don't want to talk about it. Although, I may have been drugged by a middling television actor.
Drugged? Are you serious? Yeah. That could easily explain your heightened paranoia.
There is nothing heightened about my paranoia. My paranoia is at exactly the level it should be.
Look, maybe it's time to discuss a medical intervention.
What does that mean? More drugs? First Fillion and now you, altering my brain chemistry, huh, Doc? Nothing conspiratorial about that, eh?
And nothing shameful and nothing to be stigmatized about what is indeed just brain chemistry. What I'm saying to you now is take a very mild antipsychotic.
Are you even listening to yourself? The words mild and psychotic should never be in a sentence together.
You won't notice any difference. You'll just be slightly more relaxed.
I don't know how I could be any more relaxed. I'm practically a walking Yanni concert.
Are you trying to pull your fingernails off?
I may have momentarily thought I saw tiny evil bugs living underneath them. Perhaps a small dose wouldn't hurt.
Oh, Terry, thank God. Dr. Lizzie's just about to wrap up. You're on in 3 minutes.
It's all good, Jeet. Jeet, Jeet, man on the street. Give me something yummy to eat.
Terry, I haven't heard from you since the Comic-Con, and I was starting to get really worried. I guess you didn't get my many messages?
Oh, sweet Jeet, who's so neat, with a pair of delicious feet. Of course I did, you ray of naive sunshine. Hold on a second, why are you in my therapist's office?
Terry, do you not know where you are?
Dr. Kesden, come out! Where are you hiding? I'm the one who stole your clock! I stole your clock! I can't keep it a secret any longer.
Okay, I'm just gonna roll with it. To the Dr.
Lizzie Show. Well, I just had another great show. Who was it that said the key to success is consistency?
I have no idea, Dr. Lizzie, but keep asking me. Keep doing it. Ask me again and again and again. Success, get it? I was consistent, or maybe persistent. Maybe perspiring. Look at your pretty hair. Let me hug you.
What new self-realization has brought on this wave of neediness? Perhaps the very likely scenario in which you die alone, surrounded by nothing but your crystals?
So that's a no on the hug.
Keep an eye on your medicated friend, Jeet.
Medicated? No, Terry. I thought you were against all medicine except for occasionally chugging a bottle of Dayquil.
I'm better than okay, Jeet. I'm so okay. I'm marvelous. I'm fantabulous. I'm a fantabulosity of okayness.
Then why are you petting that plant?
If not me, who?
Terry, are you on drugs?
I mean, what's a drug, Jeet? Are vitamins a drug, Is hugging a puppy a drug, A hot bath, is that a drug? Is caffeine a drug? Is methamphetamines a drug?
Caffeine, yeah, that could be a drug, but methamphetamines are definitely a drug, Terry. Oh, crap, it's time. You need to get in your chair. You're on in a few seconds.
I'm on now, baby.
Terry, are you okay to do the show? Should I pull the plug? Because I can. Just say the word.
No plug pulling. No, I am alive with goodness. I'm the milky center of the Milky Way, the candy bar and the galaxy.
I'm a musical waiting to be written.
We're on in 3, 2...
Good evening, fellow travelers. You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, my God of indeterminate pagan origin. Carnation, my name is a flower. I'm a flower. It all makes sense now. Nature is in me. I am nature. I rub my loins into Mother Earth, and she moans, yes, Terry.
I don't want to alarm you, but there's a shirtless, sword-wielding lunatic outside of the studio.
What?
He's demanding to get on your show.
Cool.
The police have him surrounded, but he's threatening to hack someone to pieces if he can't get on.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
What? Okay. Maybe I do want you to be a little alarmed here.
Ah, la 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 la. His shirt is off, right?
Yeah, so?
So? That means he's a laid-back dude. No shirtless laid-back dude is gonna hurt anybody.
Terry, what is wrong with you?
I need the crowd to stay back.
Okay, we're back on the air in 5 seconds, Terry.
I'll handle it.
In 3, 2.
Okay, folks, well, you are just not going to believe what is going on right outside KSB at this very minute. Ready to have your mind blown like a dandelion on the top of a windy hill? Some free spirit is out there, shirtless, waving a sword around, wishing to get a one-on-one with yours truly.
Hold up, he's saying something.
Follow my command, lay down your arms, or I will dispense of the hostage.
Right, I guess I should have led with that. He's holding Dr. Lizzie hostage.
And so, like a pudding on the stove, the plot thickens.
Are you on drugs?
What is a drug, Al?
Oh, boy.
Is a stack of flapjacks a drug?
No.
Is a kiss from
Harry, what are you doing? We have a hostage crisis going on here.
I have just been told that the hostage is none other than KSB's number one personality. You know her, you love her, you often hate her, Dr. Lizzie. Ironic, as Dr. Lizzie is always getting callers out of pickles. Now she seems to be in quite a pickle herself. God, I could go for a pickle right about now. But not because I'm on drugs. I am not on drugs. If you want to know why it sounds like I'm high right now, it's because I'm high on the blissful, soft comfort of MeUndies. The intoxicating cling of micromodal sustainable fabric to my warm buttocks. Better than any narcotic. And hey, you know, I just remembered that first-time purchasers get 15% off and free shipping. Also, with the MeUndies problem-free philosophy, they'll refund or exchange any product that harshes your mellow, man. No questions asked, friend. So to get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/darkair. That's MeUndies.com/darkair. Man. Ooh, looky, looky. Dr. Lizzie's captor has stripped down to his dirty old underwear. He definitely needs some MeUndies.
Terry, snap out of it! We have a hostage! What are we going to do?
We're going to save Dr. Lizzie, that's what.
Okay, what are you cooking up in that defective brain of yours?
Oh, so many things. But pertaining to this, we're going to let the guy up.
What?
You can't do that! Okay, you can't negotiate with a...
Let me breach the perimeter!
Oh, he's listening to all this on the radio.
That's why there's a delay.
Right, the delay.
Right, you can't give in to a terrorist's demands, Terry.
Oh, please, he's no terrorist.
I'll stay with you, Terry. As I've said before, I would take a bullet for you.
That's so beautiful, man. But the dude has a sword. Would you take a sword for me?
Absolutely, Terry. I can't believe you have to even ask me that.
I am a terrorist.
That's the delay.
It's the delay.
It's the delay.
And former MK Ultra operative.
No way. That is so cool. Now he's gotta come in. Come on in, dude.
Terry.
Roger that.
That was the delay. Definitely the delay.
Terry.
No worries, muchacho. This is going to be excelente radio. Radio excelente, the KSB, Los Angeles.
Okay, that's racist.
Oh, looky, look. He's here, Cheat. It's a sword dude in the flesh, sans shirt and everything. Oh, he's just as I pictured. A guy who used to be in shape.
Uh-huh, no, I know. I see that, Terry. And he has a hold of Dr. Lizzie.
Truly, your observational skills are unmatched.
Indeed they are. Okay, well, you can let Dr. L go now, buddy.
That's a negative. The taking and holding of the hostage is essential to the operation.
Right. Makes sense. But you did get up here, and Dr. Lizzie gets really cranky when she's held at sword point.
Yes, cranky. I must be ovulating.
Well,
signal received, target will stay, but I won't point the weapon at her, okay?
Okay.
But just remember, young lady, no funny business. I know 59 ways to gut a man with this sword, and only 3 of them are allowed under the Geneva Convention. Can I get a roger that? Can I get a roger that?
Roger that.
Sounds fair. Now come over here, get comfy, Wumpy.
Appreciate it. I am your biggest fan, Mr. Carnation.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that. I am so sorry. Forgive me. I just realized I don't even know your name. How rude of me.
Cleese, Daniel, CIA Special Ops, MK Ultra, retired, Marine Corps, Lieutenant General, retired.
Thank you for your service, Lieutenant Captain and Tennille. So, Danny, what brings you out on a beautiful night, shirtless and waving a sword?
I was at home listening to the show at 0200 hours, as is my routine, when I got a direct order to come here.
A direct order, like from the heavenly orbs above?
Negative. From my microwave.
I see.
How many of your callers, Terry, take direction from their appliances?
And are you open to discussing your time with the secret CIA organization, MK Ultra, that subjected people against their will or knowledge to LSD testing from 1953 to 1973?
Affirmative. But what you don't know is that in addition to drugging college students and Johns, we lured in with prostitutes, we also drugged some very prominent personalities.
Ooh, that is fascinating. Like who?
Cash, Johnny, Carter, Jimmy. Cricket, Jiminy.
Interesting. Okay, only celebrities with the initials JC.
No, Duty, Howdy.
Vidal, Gore?
Affirmative.
I knew it. What about Nathan Fillion?
Who is Nathan Fillion?
Never mind, it's too young.
Perhaps we can discuss a hold, psychiatric.
Oh, I see what you did there, Dr. L. Oh, Danny, this is like a magic day, man. All I need is like a woolly warm Afghan to wrap myself in, and a pickle. Hey, Aram of Aram's Deli, I'm talking to you. Bring me some of your delicious pickles, and also some hummus and baba ganoush.
Terry, I don't think Aram will be able to get past the police barricade.
Yeah, remember the police, Terry? Remember I'm the hostage in this hostage situation?
And pita, and plenty of pita. Sounds like you've got some fans out there, Danny. Oh, and the lines are lighting up like an acid trip, so let's take some calls. All right, so, Doc Air, we've got a Steven on the line. Steven, you're on with Terry Carnation and Danny Cleese. Welcome to Doc Air.
First off, it's a great honor. Thank you for having me on. If it's not too much trouble, can we get an accurate description of the sword?
It's from the movie The Bodyguard. Do you remember Kevin Costner had a samurai sword that he dropped a scarf over and it was so sharp that it cut it? It's from The Bodyguard. It's that one.
Is it your classic katana sword? Is there any etchings that are recognizable on the blade? Is the hilt bejeweled by any chance?
No, it is not bejeweled, and yes, it is a katana.
I have a question. Does the blade itself have any purported magical qualities? Does it have the quality to resuscitate Kevin Costner's career?
I don't believe it has any magical qualities, but I do believe that every object in this world contains energy. And I believe this has the energy from that film and the heart of the filmmakers and the intention of what they were trying to convey.
So what you're saying, this sounds more like a prop than anything else versus, say, like an actual lethal sword, in which case, Terry, you might be in good shape here.
Are you suggesting that because it's a prop sword, it's less lethal, Stephen?
Yes, perhaps. Well, it really depends on the metallurgy. If he has the ability to sharpen that sword, then I think you could be in a bit of trouble. But myself, I am skilled in the arts of war in that I do teach stage combat at the local community college here.
Is that mainly foils? A lot of fencing?
No, not at all. Frankly, fencers would actually get eaten alive with the program that I've got over here. Are you familiar with the Highlander franchise?
Very.
Of course.
Very.
The television series or the movies?
The whole universe.
Okay, yeah, we're all in the same
Or thing. The Toyota SUV.
Ah, great, great, great SUV.
Very good traction, yeah.
It's an excellent car, and far superior to the, what's the little, the smaller SUV, the smaller Toyota?
The RAV4.
The Tacoma.
The RAV4, yes.
Oh, the RAV4, not the Tacoma.
Yeah,
not
yes, the... yes. No, the Highlander is, every year in, year out, the Highlander is a better SUV than the RAV4.
The RAV4's got a really great technology package. Yeah, I mean, they really just give you all the bells and whistles right out the door.
Yeah, and whatever happened to the first three RAVs, anyway? Why did they go straight to four? I guess RAVs 1 through 3 were a bust, hmm?
I believe it's because it's four-wheel drive.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Good. So, we've learned plenty about the blade. Frankly, I'd like to put the blade to a test. Danny, here's the station desk. Let's give her a waxie and see what happens.
Cool. Ready?
Yes. Fire away. Sword away. Good deep breath. Mm-hmm. Yes, fuck shit up.
Whoa.
Impressive.
Is this mahogany?
It is some kind of hardwood. I'm unsure if it's a teak, mahogany.
They're both relatively undamaged.
Yeah, little chink out of the desk, and the sword looks no worse for wear. But, Stephen, thank you so much for your question. We've learned quite a bit about Danny and his sword. No pun intended.
Thanks for having me.
Don't touch that dial. A little word from our sponsors.
Sword, sword, sword. Why do we not pronounce the W? So many questions. The only thing I do know is that I wish I had a sword. When fighting off those horrible slimy slugs of Best Fiends. Oh, Best Fiends. It is a free-to-download game that I just love to play. I can't put it down. It is so fun and engaging. And I'll have you know, it has 100 million downloads, and sometimes when I'm feeling as groovy as I'm feeling right now, I'll just pick up my phone and play a little Best Fiends. Oh, makes my brain relax like it just swam a few laps in the pool. Oh, Best Fiends, Best Fiends, Best Fiends. I love all the little characters, and I hate those slimy slugs, and I will destroy them, sword or no. So, download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. It's so much fun, I can't stop playing.
So, let's go back to the phones. Are lighting up like a Christmas tree.
You do realize that I am under duress. You're all in danger and you're doing a radio show, yes?
Yes, looking about me, yes, I see all of those facts, indeed. That is very true. Danny, I must say you're natural here at the radio. Have you had any experience on radio?
Just listen to a lot of it.
Yeah. You're, You're a natural. You're great. It's so nice having you here.
That means so much coming from you, Terry. Thank you.
Really great having you here.
I don't believe you, Dr. Lizzie.
I think you're being sarcastic.
It's a weapon. That's my weapon.
Okay. So he is aiming his sword at you, and you are aiming your sarcastic wit at him.
That's it, Terry.
We've got Dorothy on the line. Dorothy, what do you got for us?
You know, I'm just very curious about LSD and MK Ultra. And what brings me here, it's I'm actually a cook, a home chef, if you will.
Oh, what?
Of LSD.
Of LSD, I was going to say. Of what? Brownies? Muffins?
No. of LSD.
Oh.
Yes, I make homegrown acid. Most people say they create acid in a lab, but that feels too cold. You know, it started as a little hobby. I didn't know what to do with myself, you know.
Right.
My hands were free, so.
Do you know who is a huge fan of LSD? Not known? Gerald Ford. Huge LSD guy.
I did not know that.
I also heard Julia Child's big fan.
Yes.
She put in all of her chicken recipes.
No kidding.
Yes, it gave the chicken a nice golden brown into red into pink flavor.
It's very French. You can dose it in a mirepoix, and it's excellent.
Dorothy, craziest time you've ever been on LSD. Craziest story. Let her rip. Let her fly.
Well, I hate to expose my family to it, but it was Christmas dinner, and I had been cooking all day, and I had a bottle of Chardonnay, and I needed to unwind. So I took 3 tabs, which I'm usually a 2-tab girl. And then I finally understood the meaning of Christmas, and I broke into my neighbor's house through the chimney, and I was arrested. But it was a good time. It was a great Christmas.
Wow, real life Santa. Santa come to life. It's fantastic. And the interesting fact, when you take the letters of Santa's name and switch them all around, it comes out as Tansa. So, something to think about. Dr. Lizzie, strangest drug trip you've ever been on. Ready and go.
This day in the studio with all of you.
And there she is, yes. Uplifting as usual, adding to the jocularity and to the party. Thank you, Dr. Lizzie. Thank you for your sterling attitude. We're trying to make the best. We're trying to turn lemons into lemonade, as Beyonce once said. So,
Oh, Julia Child has a recipe for that.
Thank you so much, Dorothy. Thank you for your call.
You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Oh, we meet all sorts here on Dark Air, but that's a first for me. An at-home drug chef. I wonder how she sees all those little tabs of acid. She must wear glasses. I wonder if she wears Warby Parker. See what I did there? Now, Warby Parker, eyeglasses and eye care, was founded with a rebellious spirit and a lofty goal to create boutique-quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. Now, listen, folks. Warby Parker is fantastic. You can try it on at home. Who can buy a pair of glasses from the internet? That's ridiculous. However, you can get 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free. Now, I undertook said challenge, and I found a delicious pair of 70s-styled sunglasses that looked like they walked right out of an episode of Starsky and Hutch. So, the home try-on program is the balls. Oh, there's so much more I could say. They have styles that range from extra narrow to extra wide to fit all face shapes. Sunglasses start at $95, available with or without prescription. So, try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days. No obligation to buy. Ships free, includes a prepaid return shipping label. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/dark. That is warbyparker.com/dark. That is all. Let's get back to the festivities.
This is Mitzi. You're on Dark Air.
Oh, Terry, hi. Yes, it's Mildred. Listen, there must
Mildred?
Be... Yes, Yes, it doesn't matter. Listen to me. I can help you. It's the easiest way to disable an abductor. You're going to take anything sharp, and you're going to put it in his eye so he can't see what he's doing. And then you're going to take your hand, and you're going to stuff it in his mouth. With the other hand, you're going to twist his neck, okay? And that is connected to the spinal cord. That is going to jiggle like a snake. And then you're going to stomp on it with your legs. One, two, three, four. And that is going to make him numb. And then you're going to take something hard like a rock. And then you're going to... Oh, the telephone! The telephone! And you're going to ram it! Ram it in his asshole! Ram it in his asshole!
I don't even know where to start.
Did he hear all that?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, my bad. Just shoot him.
Thank you for your call, Mildred. Or Mitzi, whoever you are. Okay. Danny, how are you holding up? How's your first tour of duty on the radio treating you?
I gotta say, it's like being at Disneyland and being told that you're Mickey's son. You know what I mean?
Mickey's armed son?
Yeah, if Mickey's son had a samurai sword pointed at you.
Yeah, that's what it feels like for me.
Well, we've got a caller on the line who's been begging to get on the air. We've got Megan. Megan, you're on.
Hi there. Hi.
I'm sorry, is Megan or Megan? I can't...
It's Megan.
So not
Megan. Megan, like, no, God, no, it's definitely not. It's Megan, like, look at me, and then Gan.
Okay, Megan. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi there. Happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me. I want to say, I don't want to invalidate the situation that is happening here, that you are being held hostage. Is that correct? Yes.
That is correct, Megan.
Okay. Hi there.
I'm holding her hostage.
Okay. Well, good. Great. I love being on the same page before diving in. Without invalidating or, you know, decrediting what's happening here, you know, you may be feeling some Stockholm syndrome-esque, symptoms, yeah, falling in love, thinking that you like your captor.
Are you developing feelings for me?
You mean me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Megan, okay. Why would you think that I'm developing feelings for
Megan.
A man with a...
Megan.
Megan.
I said Megan.
And he said Megan.
Terry?
Yeah, you put an A and an E in there. It's Megan. Double
well,
A.
I'm sorry, Megan. I'm under duress.
Okay.
So, do you have Dr. Lizzie? Are you starting to have some feelings generated for old Danny over there?
I have a lot of feelings, Terry. None of them are love.
Hmm.
But you have feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the start of it. You get a nugget, and sometimes it grows from there, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm a victim. I was taken.
You were taken?
And
oh, you were kidnapped? You were kidnapped.
I was.
Oh,
and,
what were the circumstances of your kidnapping?
Well, I have a... I have a sleep disorder where I sleepwalk, and I also come from a family who is in the vending machine business, and we have a lot of money, and so I think I was,
I have a question for you here. Does the family get to keep all the change that goes into the vending machines?
Yeah.
Never a problem around a parking meter, never an issue there, really.
No, it's not. So I was taken by a man named Craig. And he, at first, you know, I was scared. I was feeling what Dr. Lizzie, I felt feelings, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
a nugget.
Then I realized how thoughtful he was. He put me in the front seat. He didn't stuff me in the trunk. And that was 9.5 years ago, and we've been happily together ever since.
Okay, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay, first, is it Craig or Craig? I don't want to be disrespectful to your captor turned husband. Is it?
Craig. Craig.
It's Craig.
Yeah.
Did you say that you're now with him? Is that what you just said to me today?
I did say that to you today. I did. 9.5 years.
See, sometimes out of a situation of stress can come positive things. So as it must seem that what I'm doing is crazy, it's all going to work out in the end, guys.
Megan, did you ever get away? Are people still looking for you?
You know, I would hope, I hope that my family loved me that much. However, I have not been above ground for 9.5. Yeah, 9.5 years, I think. That calendar keeps flipping, and every day we grow stronger.
But you have a phone. You're able to call the radio station.
That's correct. Yeah, it has a block
so
on it where
you
I
could
can't.
You could call your family, no?
Oh, my God. I could.
You haven't thought about calling your family?
I'm sorry, just to get it straight, you live in a bunker underground?
Yep. Yeah, it's 11 by 14.
How does the toilet work in a situation like that? I mean, Craig put in a whole plumbing system, or?
You know, it's kind of more of just a pump and dump situation.
I think we're getting off topic. We need to find out where she is and save her.
There's nothing wrong. Hold on, Dr. Lizzie. There's nothing wrong with love, no matter where you find it. Isn't that right, Dr. Lizzie?
No, that is not right, Terry. It does matter where you find love. And this, sorry, I'm getting upset, Megan, because I'm concerned for you.
Okay.
Love in captivity is not love if you're still in captivity with the person that put you in captivity.
Okay.
I suggest you use the phone in your hand to call 911.
Okay.
Or get on the internet and listen to Rihanna's We Found Love.
Wow.
That's kind of the situation you're in right now.
What is a 10th anniversary gift? What's an appropriate, what is the gift after 10 years?
I believe
years?
It's wood.
Okay. I believe it's freedom.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lizzie, you know, he opened the hatch the other week. And he said, go ahead. Go ahead if you want. And I stayed put.
I wonder if we could visit you to see how lovely this is.
Don't do it. That'll give away your location, Megan.
Terry.
She's trying to lure you into a trap.
I almost just did. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Well, whew. Bullet dodged. Thank you so much for your call, Megan.
Is there anyone that could have traced the call to help her?
Jeet, any way to trace?
Oh, damn. That would have been a really good idea to trace it, but I wasn't on top of it.
Oh, we have a good time on Dark Air, don't we, folks? Megan, happy 10th to you and to Craig, and I hope the two of you have a wonderful anniversary, and sending all of our love from the staff and crew and Danny Cleese and the effervescent and always positive Dr. Lizzie. Kisses!
Oh, what a delightful story. Love is so unpredictable. Life is unpredictable. Do we want to make it a little more predictable? I think we do. We're almost halfway through the year. Why not head into June with one less thing to worry about? See if you're overpaying for home and automobile insurance. Let Policy Genius look for a lower rate for you. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare home and auto insurance in one place. They can help you find home and auto coverage similar to what you have right now, but at a lower price. They have saved shoppers up to $1,055 per year over what they were paying for home and auto insurance. Their team will handle all the paperwork and set up your new policy or switch over your current one. Getting started is so easy. Head to policygenius.com. Answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property and what have you. Policy Genius takes it from there. This top-notch service has earned it a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Daniel Cleese, this is the police.
That totally rhymed.
We need you to come out with your hands up and your shirt on, or we will have no choice but to ram the studio.
Hey, Terry, can I talk to you in private for a moment, please?
Sure. Danny, why don't you tell the audience some more famous people you dosed back in the good old days?
Affirmative!
Yes, it did rhyme. Very observant, Mr. Carnation.
The delay. It's the delay, yeah.
White, comma, Betty. Ginsburg, comma, Ruth.
Did you hear that? Ram the studio. I don't want my studio rammed, Terry. So let's say we hand your psychotic friend over to the police. Capiche?
Don't worry, Al. I will take care of it. You have my word as a broadcaster.
Okay, well, if you need me, I'll be in the janitor's closet while he's hacking everyone to death with this sword.
Take a deep breath. You're in Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Even Annette Funicello.
K-E-Y. Why? Because she was tripping. Hey, audience, lights of my life, we're going to throw to commercial and be right back.
Hey, Danny. Danny, over here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you were so good on the show. You were right to go to potentially lethal measures to get on.
That means a lot coming from you, sir. Especially since we share common brainwaves and have identical bicuspids.
Danny, come close. The thing is, the Popo are looking to take this thing to the next level and ram the studio.
Huh.
And think about it, if they ram the studio, man, no more radio station, no more Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
I see, that rhymes and makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would blow. No more show, that would blow.
And that's another rhyme.
Okay, but listen, Danny, before any of that, here's my plan. Now, I'm going to say the word chupacabra. When I do that, I am going to jump you. I am going to wrestle away, air quotes, your sword. And then you, my friend, you can flee down the back stairs. I'll be a hero for disarming you, and you get away scot-free.
I appreciate the offer,
mm-hmm.
but I always kind of pictured going out in a blaze of glory.
Mm.
You know, I'm prepared for it. I'd face the police, you know, tousled hair, sweating, brandishing my sword. They'd tear gas me. I'd throw one of my ninja stars, and it would cut off the hand of the police chief. And as he grabbed his bloody stump, screaming in pain, they would be forced to take me down in a hailstorm of bullets. At which point, my flesh having been torn asunder, exploding left and right, I'd fall to the ground and expire, but not before using my own oozing blood to write out the words on the sidewalk. Thanks, Obama.
Mmm. Well, wow. That is quite the plan. Very cinematic. Listen, Danny, are you sure at long last that you want to die? I mean, what if you had something to look forward to?
Whatever could I have to look forward to?
Well, Danny, this isn't public yet, but I intend to prove on the air that my dead wife, Zelon, is not actually dead.
Is this on the level, Terry?
Yes. Or that she is dead, but someone is going to extraordinary lengths to make me believe she's still alive.
If this is true, this sounds like some deep state level conspiracy. Are you saying that this goes all the way to the top?
Yes. Or all the way to the bottom.
Huh.
I'm not sure yet. But as soon as I have my confirmation, either way, my plan was to share it with the Dark Air audience. But if you stick around in your mortal coil, in your flesh tuxedo, Danny, I will give you exclusive first dibs.
First dibs? I would know before anyone else.
Yes, and I would be open to your feedback.
Hmm.
So what do you say? Is that worth sticking around for?
Affirmative, but only one thing. I really don't want to part ways with my sword. It has sentimental value.
No, hold on a second. A minute ago, you were ready to commit suicide by cop.
Yeah, but with my sword.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so how's about I mail it back to you?
I mean, it's an irregular shape and size, and it's pretty heavy. It's not going to be cheap to mail.
Okay, well, I'll just charge it to the station.
You don't know my address. You don't have it.
Well, you can write it down. There's some post-it notes behind you. Just write it down on that.
Oh, wait, how do I know you're really going to mail it back to me?
Hand me a post-it note. I, Terry Carnation, owe you, Danny Cleese, one kick-ass samurai sword, possibly from the bodyguard.
Can you just add, I owe you my friend, Danny Cleese?
Yes, okay. Is it okay if I put a little arrow and write that?
A little carrot? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My friend.
That'll do it. Okay. We have a deal.
Okay, so we're going to do this. Now, so remember, really play it up, Chupacabra. Got it?
Roger that.
Oh, that's right. Who doesn't love soup crackers? Finding a good one is as elusive as spotting a chupacabra.
Oh my God, Danny, be careful!
Hey, watch it!
You don't scare me, you washed out spook!
Oh yeah, does this scare you, you UFO-loving freak?
Oh my God, Terry, he's got the pointy part close to your face!
Actually, yes, it really does.
Terry, watch out! No, it's my behind you!
Terry, you got the sword! You're like Conan! Not O'Brien, the other one. The Arnold one.
I don't believe it. Terry, that was actually heroic.
Yes. Huh. I guess it was.
That was unbelievable. Terry, you were amazing. And it was incredible radio. Is everybody okay?
Yes, and it's all thanks to Terry.
And what happened to Danny Cleese?
Oh, as soon as he came out of the studio, the cops tased and cuffed him.
Wait. There were cops at the back entrance of the studio?
There isn't a back entrance to the studio, Terry.
Then where do the back stairs go to?
There are no back stairs.
But those stairs at the back, where do those go to?
What stairs are you talking about?
The ones in the back of the building.
Okay, but what do you consider the back of the building?
The side opposite the front of the building.
Fine, then what do you consider the front of the building?
The front! Just the front, the side facing the street!
The side you enter from, right?
Yes, right. What are you not understanding here?
What back stairs you're talking about? That's what I'm not understanding. Do you mean the ones near the room with the elliptical?
We have an elliptical? Why has no one ever told me about this?
So, you see, Danny, he went out the front entrance because that's the only entrance.
You know what? After all the excitement tonight, I'm a little nervous to go home by myself. Terry, would you mind extending your heroics to give me a ride?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of the drugs have worn off. Thursday kittens.
Huh?
What? What?
You said Thursday kittens.
Nonsense. Today's Monday. You ready, Dr. Lizzie?
Yeah.
So, this is your place. Is that fireplace, is that real or one of those gas thingamajiggers?
How do you want to do this?
Well... Do you have a match or one of those lighters?
Lights on, lights off, role-playing, hot wax. What's your kink? I can only assume from your signs of arrested development and delusions of grandeur that you might be into some light S&M.
You brought me here to have sex.
Okay. I know it's off-brand for me, but I don't know. The way you manhandled that guy and ripped the sword out of his hands, it spoke to my latent rescue fantasies. I can't keep my hands off of your dumb, dumb body.
Ooh, well, I certainly am flattered, but Dr. Lizzie, I'm currently mourning the death, well, the probable death of my...
Just do me.
Fine. I'll do you. The doctor is in.
Yes, he is. Oh, little to the left.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.